Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season 2 of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's called We Are REC. Every week we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just do a quick search for We Are REC. We are having a conversation today with Casey Hollins. She is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, Rappahannock has always been pretty amazing at coming through to support the community. Grants, scholarships, things like that. And that's what you're going to kind of fill me in on some details for today, right?
Yes. Now more than ever is a time when these charitable programs that we have could really benefit the community. We know a lot of colleges have opened. And so I wanted to make sure that everybody knew about our scholarship program and how they can apply and what those deadlines are, because it's a great opportunity and a great time for people to start filling out and submitting those.
So fill me in on how the scholarships work. I mean, are they just for high school seniors? Do you have to be going to a four-year college? Can you do community college?
So our scholarships are actually designed for graduating high school seniors, for students who are going to attend a four-year college or university, or for students who are going to attend a community college or even a trade school. So we've really set it up to try to reach the different goals that students have. And another thing, if you are currently enrolled in a college or university and you're currently a student, you can still apply for one of our scholarships. Our scholarships are two $2,500 scholarships and then 15 $1,000 scholarships. And we award those every year. So our application information is on our website, and it's really easy to find if you type in myrec.coop/scholarship. When you get to that page, you'll have access to the application. You'll have access to details about deadlines, as well as just an overview of our scholarship program.
And scholarships aren't the only thing that you guys offer. So tell me about your community grants and how they work.
Our community grants are available to a variety of organizations, and it's really simple. Sometimes people get kind of nervous when they hear the word grant because they think there's a lot of hoops to jump through or even a lot of strings attached, but it's not the case for us. Essentially, these are funds that we make available to nonprofit and charitable organizations every year, but we have them divided into three different categories, and those three different categories really help make our grant program really broad and able to support a variety of people and organizations. So the first category would be emergency services. So any nonprofit emergency services program, as well as community grants, that's the second category. And that would be a nonprofit organization within a community that serves REC's members. And then the third category, which is probably the most unique, would be our education grants. And that gives teachers or groups of teachers or a school even an opportunity to apply for the grant funding. And now, as school systems and teachers are trying to develop ways to accommodate virtual learning, this is a great opportunity for them to apply for funds to help them accomplish some of the goals that they have to keep students engaged in learning. So we award two $5,000 grants and four $2,000 grants. And we make sure that at least one grant is awarded in each of the following categories. And I'll tell you that emergency services has probably been an area that has had the fewest applicants on an annual basis. And I'm not sure if it's because of the word grant, and people might think that the application is very time intensive, but it's really not. It's different. So don't let that word grant stump you or prohibit you from taking time to access the application, because it's really not as time intensive as it might seem.
people need to think of grants just as free money, and it doesn't really matter what application you have to fill out. If at the end of the day, you're going to write a check for something that your organization needs to have, then go for it.
That's exactly right. And we're really excited to give this money to help organizations to achieve their goals and to really help their communities. So the deadline for our community grants is October 15th. And you don't have to wait until October 15th to submit your application. You can submit your application anytime up until the 15th of October. So on our website at myrec.coop/grants, you can find the application. You can also access the grant guidelines, and those kind of help you to determine if you or your organization would be eligible to receive one of the grant funds from the cooperative.
And I know that Rappahannock Electric Cooperative has been known in the past to come to the rescue of sorts, even outside of this grant and scholarship program. So I personally really appreciate some of the work that you guys do in and around our communities, just to make sure that little things don't fall through the cracks, even if it's not something that might be a grant or a scholarship related.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm sure I've said it lots of times in this podcast, but we really think of ourselves as your neighbors. And in a lot of ways, literally many of the employees at the cooperative are your neighbors, because a vast majority of our employees live and work right here at home. So we are always looking out for opportunities that we can, like you said, come to the rescue or be involved in helping when there's a need. So anytime throughout the year that there's an organization that is looking for funds or needs support, please reach out to us. That's one of the things that we're here for. As an electric cooperative, there are 7 cooperative principles. And in addition to those 7 cooperative principles, Rappahannock has 4 core values. And one of those is caring, and caring for our community. And when we say that, it's not just a word that we hang on the wall and tell people. It's really how we live. And our former president and CEO, Kent Farmer, would tell a story a lot about how we hire for character. And it's really easy to see someone's character if they truly are compassionate and caring for others around them. And I can honestly say that that's a characteristic of all of the employees at Rappahannock. So please don't hesitate to let us know if there's a need in your community. We want to help.
Thank you, Casey. And I can't wait to see what kind of grant and scholarship applications you get in this season.
Thanks, Janet.